Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, November 4, 2020, Executive Council Meeting, November 2, 2020. The Executive Council met on Monday, November 2, 2020. The following are agenda items approved by the Council. A personal appearance was made by Recovery Division Administrator Dennis Harper of the Iowa Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management to request a contingency fund loan for Volga City pursuant to 361 Iowa Administrative Code 7.5 in the amount of approximately $31,000. A personal appearance was made by Christy Templeton on behalf of the Department of Human Services, DHS, to request a transfer of funds in the amount of $45,000 for Black Hawk County pursuant to Iowa Code Section 29C.20A with regard to the Governor's Disaster Proclamation resulting from June 2020 storms. The Council approved a request from the Attorney General's Office for the payment of expenses pursuant to Iowa Code Section 7D.10 in the amount of approximately $13,000. The Council approved a request from the Auditor of State's Office to employ Rochelle Thompson, CPA, PLLC, and O'Connor Brooks & Company, PC, to perform the periodic examinations for the cities of Greenville, Ireton, Rossi, Struble, Sutherland, Jackson Junction, Protivin, St. Lucas, Wacoma, and Westgate, as required in Iowa Code Chapter 11. The estimated cost is approximately $36,000. The Council approved supplemental and emergency allocations totaling approximately $210,000, including allocations for the following departments and purposes. Emergency allocations of approximately $78,000 to the Department of Administrative Services, DAS, for vehicle repairs. Emergency allocation of approximately $13,000 to the Iowa Communications Network, ICN, to repair cable damage sustained on July 30, 2020 along I-80 at Pigeon Creek in Pottawatomie County. Emergency allocation of approximately $10,000 to the Board of Regents, Iowa State University for water damage caused by a condenser pipe burst in the ceiling of the Armory Building on November 17, 2019. Emergency allocation of approximately $89,000 to the Department of Natural Resources, DNR, for repair costs caused by flood and storm damage at various park locations. And emergency allocation of approximately $20,000 to the Department of Public Safety, DPS, for vehicle repairs. The Council also approved approximately $110,000 for payment of cost items for the following purposes: approximately $8,000 to the DAS for vehicle repairs, approximately $65,000 to the DNR for repair costs caused by flood and storm damage at various park locations, approximately $14,000 to the DPS for vehicle repairs, approximately $4,000 to the Iowa Department of Commerce, Division of Banking, IDOB, for vehicle repairs, approximately $11,000 to the DNR for Palo Alto County Street and Utility Improvement Assessment pursuant to Iowa Code Section 384.56, and approximately $8,000 to various law firms for legal fees. Additional information is available from the Legislative Services Agency upon request. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Maria Wagenhofer, Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency, at 515-281-5270.